Hello, welcome. It's wonderful to be here with all of you. Today we're going to be participating in a guided meditation that is based on mindfulness practices. Mindfulness is an invitation to become more present in our daily lives. Our world moves so quickly, and oftentimes it's hard for us to just settle and be present now, in our bodies, with each other. And so the mindfulness practices are tools to help us cultivate more of an ability to retrieve our attention when our minds are scattered, when we find ourselves fixated on anxieties of the past or worries about the future. Mindfulness is a gentle and compassionate way for us to wake up in that moment and bring ourselves back to the present, bring ourselves back to our bodies. And so we'll be participating together in some simple practices using the body and the breath as anchors, tools that help us return back to the present. And we do this with gentleness and kindness for ourselves, knowing that it is impossible to have a clear mind, and it is impossible to meditate perfectly. And so what we do is we just put forth our best effort. And with kindness and understanding, bring ourselves back when we've become distracted. So let's go ahead and begin. So take a few moments to even look around the environment, where you are right now, just allowing your eyes to situate yourself, inviting the sense of sight to orient your body, not having to analyze where you are, but simply just looking. And then we'll shift to the sense of hearing and pausing for a few moments and just notice sounds in your environment, sounds that may be close by and sounds that are further away. And then shifting to an awareness of your physical body, where you are seated right now. And taking a few moments to adjust your posture and even stretch or move your body in a way that helps it prepare for the meditation that's to come. And so it's important to sit upright in a way that feels alert and dignified, but not so stiff and rigid that it's uncomfortable or causes pain. And so just taking a few moments to help your body settle in a comfortable way right now. And then drawing your attention to your breath and just noticing that flow of air that's moving in and out of your body. Feeling the sensation of air against your nostrils. Feeling the expansion of your chest as the air makes its way deep into your body. And then the contraction and the release of the air traveling back up and out your nostrils. and just taking a few moments to just follow that pathway, allowing the breath to just work its own wisdom, allowing it to have its own rhythm, not having to change anything about it. And so for this meditation, the breath and our body will be our anchors. They are the home place for the attention for the period of this meditation. And you will be distracted. You will have thoughts that come up, feelings, sensations, distractions in the environment. All of that is normal. Whenever you notice that your attention has wandered away from the body and the breath, you simply notice that. Acknowledge where your attention has gone. And then gently reel it back in, finding that home space back in the body and with the breath. Over and over again, this will be a practice of returning. So we'll continue our practice by doing a body scan as a way to fully welcome the body into this work. And we'll start by shifting the attention to the big toe on the left foot, and directing your attention to that localized place in the body. Really sensing deeply into the big toe. Feeling the bottom of the toe. Feeling the top. Sensing where the nail bed is. And just tracing with your mind's eye that big toe. And even directing the breath into it. Inhaling deeply and seeing the breath travel all the way down to the big toe with your mind's eye. And then lifting your attention from the big toe and traveling down to the rest of the toes on the left foot. Just sensing them one by one in a line all the way until you reach the smallest toe, the pinky toe. And illuminating these toes with your mind's eye, sensing into the bottom surface and to the top. And breathing deeply in. To the rest of the toes. And then traveling upward to take in the whole of the left foot. The entire bottom surface of the sole of the left foot. Winding around the back to the heel. Shifting over to the top surface of the foot. sensing into the complexity of the bones deep within this amazing structure that helps balance you upright, and breathing into the whole of the left foot. And then continuing our journey upward on the lower left leg, noticing the ankle and traveling up the shin on the front of the left leg and sensing in to the powerful calf muscle on the back of the left leg. Traveling upward to the knee. And even sensing in to the magnificent joint and the bones that come together in the knee. And then sweeping upward to the thigh, the front, and the back. And then expanding the attention to take in the whole of the left leg from the top of the left thigh all the way down to the toes, feeling the length of the left leg, and then directing the breath deep into all the bones, tissues, and cells, filling every crevice with the breath. And then lifting the attention and traveling down to the right foot. And beginning with the right toe, noticing the contours and the surfaces of the right foot. The toes that fall in line, the bottom surface of the foot, the top surface, the bones that provide the inner structure, the weight-bearing structure of the foot. The heel, the ankle, and moving upward to the lower right leg and the shin and the calf muscle. And the right knee. And thigh. Front and back. And even sensing deep into the thigh, into the femur bone. Such a strong and sturdy bone. And then taking in the whole of the right leg from the top of the femur all the way down to the toes, feeling that length and directing the breath deep into the right leg, filling every crevice, every cell. And as we continue our journey through the body, just noticing whenever your mind has drifted off into thoughts or emotions, distractions in the environment, and knowing that every time that you notice you've wandered off is a moment of awareness. And you take advantage of that moment and treasure it and use that moment to bring the attention back to the object of focus. And if you notice any discomfort as we continue with the body scan, just acknowledging the discomfort and breathing into it. Not having to judge it or to make it go away, but acknowledging it, being with it. And so we continue our movement and place our attention on the pelvic area and just scanning around the front of that lower abdomen, and swinging around to the back, and sensing into this pelvic girdle, where the two femurs from the legs come together with the pelvis, creating our hips and a tremendous center of balance and of power in the body. And breathing deeply into this area of the body, filling it with the in-breath, illuminating it with the mind's eye. And continuing to travel with the attention upward to the stomach area, to that area of the precious internal organs, and just sweeping the attention over the surface and then deepening the attention to sense into the presence of those vital organs, the intestines, and the liver and pancreas, and stomach. Swinging around to the back, the kidneys, and breathing in to these organs. And moving upward into the chest, feeling the presence of the ribs, such important guardians of the lungs and the heart, coming together at the sternum, the breastbone, and feeling this whole part of the body expand with the breath and contract. And lighting up this part of the body with your mind's eye with each in-breath. Grateful for the release that happens with the out-breath. This powerful rhythm of in and out. And then lifting the attention and placing it on the base of the spine. And then slowly moving it upward, noticing the length of the back, the lower back, which can often hold a lot of tension, and just noticing it. Moving all the way up along the vertebrae. All the way until you get to the base of the neck. And feeling the strength and the length of that column. And breathing deeply into it. Feeling the breath expand the back. The strength of the back. It is not rigid, but flexible. It expands and contracts. Capable of holding so firmly, but also capable of flexibility, sway, and grace. Breathing in. And then noticing the shoulder blades on the left side and on the right. And traveling around to the front where they connect to the collarbones, to the clavicles. And then traveling to the head of the left arm, that upper arm, where it connects with the shoulder blade. And traveling down the upper arm, feeling the biceps and the triceps around the back, all the way down to the left elbow. And then to the bones of the forearm as they connect to the wrist. And into the left hand. Feeling the fingers, the surface of the palm, and the surface on the top of the hand. And sensing into the fingernails. And then taking in the whole arm together from the top of the upper arm all the way down to the fingertips. And breathing in, directing the in-breath all along the length of the arm. And then lifting the attention once again to the top of the right upper arm, where it connects to the shoulder. And illuminating the upper arm with your mind's eye, the biceps and triceps. The elbow and the forearm. Into the wrist. And into the surface of the palm. And onto the top of the hand. All the way down into the fingernails and fingertips. And breathing in to the length of the right arm. And lifting the attention once again. And traveling to the neck. Feeling where the vertebrae extend into the neck. And around to the throat area in the front. And feeling the strength of this part of the body as it balances the significant weight of the head, and just feeling that slight pull of the weight of the head, and feeling the upright strength of the neck as it holds it up. Flexibility of the neck to turn. And breathing in to this powerful place in the body. Illuminating it, expanding it, filling every crevice in every bone, in every cell. And sweeping the attention up to the area of the face, exploring the contours of your face with your mind's eye, sensing into your chin and mouth, feeling the lips, your teeth and tongue. The nose, the inside of the nostrils, cheekbones, and powerful jaws. The outer ears. On the left and the right. The inner ear. The left and the right. And the eyes. Eyelids and into the eye embrace themselves. Feeling your brow and the surface of the forehead. Noticing even the left temple and the right temple. And continuing upward to the crown of the head and all along the back of the head. Sensing your scalp, and even sensing into the hair on your head. And then expanding your awareness to take in your whole body together as one system. From the top of your head all the way down to your feet, everything is included. And inviting the in-breath into the whole body. Feeling the whole body expand and contract with the breath. This amazing, complex system of bones and organs and cells. Working its beauty in unison. And feeling the whole body connected through the breath. Through the presence of that rhythm. Reliable and life-giving. So now we just take a few moments to rest with the breath. Having the breath be our anchor. Allowing the attention to just find its home in the breath. Returning over and over again to the breath as a way of helping us return to the present moment, cultivating a capacity to be fully here in our experience, whatever that might be. Whether it's a pleasant moment or an unpleasant moment or even neutral, we are showing up here now, awake. as we continue to breathe, allowing that breath to be the guide, we invite a sense of gratitude to arise in our chest with the breath, and just gratitude for taking the time to do the practice, sitting through moments of discomfort, but making the effort, the intention to return, to be present, to be awake. Gratitude for the effort. Gratitude for the space. Gratitude for the breath and the body that has been our guide. Then we direct the gratitude outward into the world. That our efforts may feed the world in its own quest for presence and wakefulness.